This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back and good morning. CNR on FSR in for the great Dan Patrick. Again, if you're new to our show, we're on every afternoon, 2 p.m. on the West. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 p.m. on the East.
Cavino and Rich. Add 3 hours,
Dad. Yeah, just add 3 hours. And if you want to subscribe to our podcast, of course, it's free. Search Cavino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O, Cavino and Rich, wherever you stream your podcast. And I'd appreciate that, you know, being just a kid, little kid from Union, New Jersey. And speaking of, I have one other quick story to tell you about crazy Little League parents. And a reminder, Fox Sports Radio Nation, that in about 50 minutes, we throw it back on a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits. We're going to talk some sports movies. We'll explain, all right? So start thinking of your favorites. We are live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And I just learned Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled.
No way.
The cash back from trips, restaurants, all doubled. Seriously, though, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. And speaking of restaurants, if we do have time today, I do want to talk tipping. Okay. So lots to get to. On the Cavino and Rich Show, in for Dan Patrick. Danny G's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Joel, we got Spot, we got Nick, and we got your phone calls.
Okay, let's do this. And then we are going to talk, we'll transition from these Little League stories to the real MVP of the NBA play-in game last night. DeMar DeRozan, not DeMar, his daughter. We'll explain why. Plus some NBA, we'll talk LeBron, Ted Lasso. I have a baseball thought about how I'm so not impressed with the Tampa Bay Rays.
Okay.
Think it's the most over-exaggerated thing I've ever seen.
I mean, you still got to win the easy games.
I know you got to win the easy games, but how easy have these games been? Well, I'll explain. Joe in L.A., you're on with Cavino and Rich. Crazy Little League parents, what's going on?
What's going on, you guys?
Yep.
Well, I'm an uncle who was invited to a Little League game, and I had your sister's experience because on the side, I shoot photography, and my sister invited me for my nephew's Little League game, and I go there and go taking pictures. And then I get a tap on the shoulder, and there was a mom and dad saying, "Hey, if you're going to be taking pictures, you should be taking pictures of everybody."
What? Yeah, it's wild, dude. It's wild.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
The audacity.
No, it's like, you know.
Yo, here's my email. Make sure you send the proofs here. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's when you hand over your business card and you charge them.
Yeah, you paying me? Man.
Yo, when if there's a dad or a mom, yo, I'm giving them a kawaii laugh if they say that. You have a good camera. You got some photography skills. That's a treat. Have you ever seen, like, some dad or mom show up at a Little League game? That's like a nice little bonus. Like, hey, I took some really nice photos of the kids. Imagine demanding, like, make sure you get my kids' good side.
Yeah, that's the entitlement of today's crazy Little League parent. It's wild.
Let's go to Heath in Iowa. What's up, Heath?
Hey, guys. This is the first time I've ever called a radio show, so thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, man.
Little League's a hot button. What's up, man?
High pressure.
Yeah, so my dad, growing up, my dad was our baseball official, baseball umpire, basketball official, our football umpire, football official. So, you know, this is kind of an opposite of a crazy Little League parent, but, you know, he would call technical fouls on me and my brother during games. You know, he would strike us out on balls that were way off the plate in Little League. So it's kind of opposite of what you guys are talking about, but the dinner table conversations after he did this to us were off the charts funny from my mom's perspective. So it's not really a crazy Little League parent story, but it's just my dad was...
Dude, it's thankless. I get it. It's easy money and it's fun. I think about that.
He was probably harder on his own kids.
Yeah. I think about that with Little League, but even like I'm tying it into, honestly, grown men rec sports. If you're playing pickup basketball at the gym or you're playing in a league
softball.
Or, I mean, what else do people play, Spot, that has a referee or an umpire?
Pickleball.
Pickleball, yeah.
Pickleball is the new CrossFit.
Are there officials? Are there pickleball officials?
Yeah,
there's
a whole
line
league.
Judges?
Hello.
Is that your side gig? You're going to do line judging for pickleball?
Get with it.
But I always wonder, like, the guys that umpire softball on a Tuesday night or a Saturday morning, those guys probably get, I think we pay them like $25 for a game. It's a two-hour game, $25 cash, right? Do you think they want to be hassled by grown men? Like, yeah, you missed the call, Blue. You effing... It's like, yeah, dude, I'm just here at the park. Like, do I need the $20 that much? That's a lot of guys, older guys, probably just want to get out of the house for a minute and make like $20-$30, right?
Well, that was my other story. You know, I'll make it snappy for you, Rich. My first paying gig was a Little League umpire. I was 13 years old, just fresh out of the league, but I had a, you know... hero's reputation. I had 27 Little League home runs.
I thought you were a paperboy.
I love the video game. I love the video game.
I forgot how many home runs was it again?
27.
How did you forget that? Did they have a banner up at the field?
Yeah, they wanted to still keep me involved.
There's a plaque in this studio that says it.
Yeah, so I was a Little League umpire, Union Little League, 13, 14, 15, probably for about 3 years. And on a throwback Thursday, you would get $15 a game behind the plate, $10 in the field. So you spend a good afternoon there, get some free hot dogs, make a few bucks as a little kid. It was fun.
I did it too. It was a great part-time job when you were like 15.
But back then, Rich, right, you would deal with that one aggressive dad. You know, like the one, there was always the one or two dads who were just over the top.
Yeah.
Or the over the top aggressive dad coaches. As a 13-year-old kid, as a little boy, I had to throw a dad out of the game. You're out of here!
Leslie Nielsen, Naked Gun style?
I had to throw him out but the point is, so crazy Little League dad, you know, he's arguing with a little kid umpire, like, dude, get a life. I was like, get a life, mister. You're out of here.
Oh, you really showed him.
Yeah, no, he had to leave. They had my back. I was a hero in that Little League.
That guy was never the same.
They had to escort the dad out. The point is, it was the one or two, three crazy parents back then. Now, it's like every parent hassling the coaches, thinking their kid needs to play, bothering, you know, the umpires, bothering my sister because she didn't bring snacks for everybody. And we go back to your phone calls. Bill in Colorado.
Yo, what up, Bill?
It's CNR.
What's going on, folks?
What's up, buddy?
Well, as far as this crazy lady, you know, what I would do, honestly, is it's kind of a long play here. But, you know, every game, wow, there's a lot of siblings, you know. Wow, look at all these siblings. And then there at the end at the trophy ceremony, you know, be really, really upset. Hey, why didn't my little cousin get one of these trophies too? You know, I mean, if it's a candy bar for team participants.
Oh,
you
Bill,
know.
I thought you were going to say put a diuretic in her kid's candy bar.
No,
make them, spoil their pantalones.
But, you know,
jeez. How about we say teach your other kid how to share and have him give a piece of the candy bar?
No,
you know,
I
not
go
every
back.
Kid gets a trophy if they're not on the team. Give me a break.
I want to go back to Covino throwing out this grown man.
I did.
Can you see the grown man having to go to the parking lot, and Covino comes out on his bike with the little sissy bar right to him?
Yeah. Hey, what's going on?
What would you have done?
if he had come back Bobby Valentine style with the glasses, the nose, and the mustache.
I'd have to applaud that because it's one of my favorite baseball moments. So I'd have to just like...
Bobby Valentine coming back to the Mets game after he was ejected with a mustache and glasses might be one of the greatest moments in baseball history.
Was it even a mustache? I always thought it was like eye black. Like he used an eye black patch, like sticker, as the mustache.
I thought it was a fake...
Was it a fake mustache? Either way, one of my favorite moments, Danny G. So if any dad tried to pull that, I would have to laugh.
Where do you want to go? Anyone else we haven't got to, Danny? Are these people still on hold? Do you want
Who
to go
threw
to-
you out the game? The little kid riding the bike, right? Going down the street.
The little kid. The kid that looks like Tattoo from Fantasy Island? Yeah, he just kicked me out of the game.
Before we talk about DeMar DeRozan, let's go to Greg in Florida.
All right. What's up, Greg? You're on.
Hey, first of all, don't put down my Rays. I'm on my way to the game this afternoon, so don't put down my Tampa Bay Rays.
Have fun, Rich.
To Florida. And the other thing is, I don't have a little league, but I used to run a flag football league. And the parents were divorced, and the ref had to break up two grandmothers that were fighting. In the stands that were fighting in the stands because they were having an argument about their kid.
How embarrassing.
Two grandmas break up the fight. I would have broke out the camera. I would have broke out the phone. Yeah, grandma, hold on. We get a good angle. Grandma's a throwing down. World star.
You know what, man? I'm not surprised. Remember what the sign says out here in the little league I go to. Hey, remember, parents and grandparents, the kids are watching.
They're watching.
Get
They're
a grip.
Don't ever throw up a fake world star. Please, don't do that.
When you said when grandmas are fighting, Joel, I think everyone wants to scream out world star.
When you said world star, I had to look up.
I thought you were trying to find the hip-hop horn. By the way, going to the Tampa Bay Rays game, I'll get that out of the way now so we can move on to DeMar DeRozan and other stuff. I'm not saying they're not good. I said to my buddy the other day, they're 12-0 now. I have a friend that lives down in Tampa. I said they could play 500 baseball the rest of the way if they went 75-75 because there's 150 games left. They're 12-0. Going 75-75 and playing 500 baseball would give them 87 wins, which could very well be enough for a wild card spot. So they put themselves in a great position. Like, you're winning the games you need to win. You're beating the bad teams. But I think that puts them in a great position so early on that, again, if they win 8 of their next 10 games, they're 20-2. You're putting yourself in such a great position. However, I don't want to be the Debbie Downer, but you know who they've played? The Tigers, the Nats, the A's. Just coincidentally, the Tampa Bay Rays have played the worst of the worst to start the season. I'm not saying it's not impressive. Any 12-game winning streak in any professional sport is insane. It's just, it's not like they beat...
You know what they deserve? Mr. Beast bars.
They do.
For the whole team.
As a Tigers fan, I say thank you for mentioning us first.
Yeah. And, you know, give them some hugs and some Charleston chews. They deserve it. They're 12-0. But
free hot dogs for the Rays.
You know, you're supposed to beat the bad teams. I get it, but I'm not appointing the Rays, the AL East champions, 12 games into the season because they haven't played the Blue Jays, the Yankees, the Orioles. Like, I think the Rays are a good team, a wild card potential team, but I don't think just because they're 12-0, everyone should be saying, man, maybe they are the team. I don't think they're the team this year. They just beat the Oakland A's, who are like a minor league ball club.
All right, Rich is speaking facts, but it doesn't take away that it's still impressive.
No, dude, you know? It's super impressive.
So yeah, weak schedule.
Trust me.
Still impressive.
I'm a Mets fan. You know why the Mets, you know, blew it at the end of last year? Because they lost September games to teams like the Cubs and the Marlins. So, again, you have to beat the bad teams, but impressive. And I hate to give the Yankees or Blue Jays or anyone props. In the long run, you'll see those teams come out on top.
12-0 is pretty.
I mean, 12-0 is pretty sick, though.
Really
right?
Quick, Rich, before we talk NBA, I think you should explain Croc Watch for the listeners that are going to follow us over to afternoons.
Oh yeah, when you check out our afternoon show, we all pick teams out of a hat. Everyone on the Covino and Rich show, Danny G, Dan Beyer, Ramos, who runs the board, and we all got five teams. And of the five teams we got, there's six guys. We got five teams each. And whoever ends up with the worst team at the end of the year record-wise has to wear Crocs to work for the
winner. Not just any Crocs. Stinky Crocs from Rich's house.
Stinky Crocs from my house. And as of right now,
winner gets money.
Yeah.
The loser gets humiliated.
As of right now, if you want to talk about Croc Watch, worst team in Major League Baseball, can anyone take a guess?
Worst team. Isn't that the Tigers?
It is the Tigers, Joel. I know you're a Detroit guy.
Don't try to take that from us.
The Tigers are 2-9.
Yeah, and whoever pulled the team that winds up winning the World Series gets all the money in the pool.
Yeah, the winner will get a couple $100. Loser's got to wear Crocs for
a week. Guess who's got the raise, you hater, Rich?
Who, you or me? Yeah,
no, I got the raise.
Good luck with that.
Well, he's got a good start.
All right, you know what? Before we get into DeMar DeRozan, let me look at the raise schedule, and I'll tell you when they go on their first losing streak. Oh, tomorrow. They play the Blue. They play in Toronto. They play in Toronto all weekend. I want to see if there's a. You can't parlay. Can you parlay the same team multiple days in a row? I'm gonna see because I feel like the Rays lose 2 out of 3 there.
Wow. And who has the Tigers? Do we know who's on Croc Watch?
Is it
who picked the Tigers?
Ramos. I'll look that up right now. I think it is Ramos.
I think it's Ramos.
Ramos.
Yeah.
Looks like somebody's wearing Crocs.
All right. Hey, Danny. Do we wrap it up with Mike on line one, or do we already take him?
Yeah, you're good to transition now.
All right. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner. Good to transition. DeMar DeRozan. Last night, you watched.
Please do a professional transition.
DeMar DeRozan last night. The story is his adorable little kid, or you could say crazy little kid. I love it. You never talk bad about a guy's kid. I think this is a great story. She was, what would you say, like screeching?
Screaming at the top of her lungs.
Screeching is a good word.
Screeching.
Like, I can't even get that high.
Cackling.
Cackling?
It sounded at first like
banshee.
Someone was screaming for their life at first.
Yo, there's
no
a headline.
Exaggeration, by the way.
NBA.com, there's a headline. DeMar DeRozan's daughter's courtside screams stifle the Raptors. They're giving her credit. She's part of the story.
Well, they had the worst free throw shooting this season. Is that right?
Their worst percentage and their worst look at the free throw line. And you know
the
what?
Worst free throw shooting in an elimination game since 1969.
So there's something to it. Like, was she really the hero last night? And she was one of the first people referenced and interviewed. Earl Powell Cassidy Hubbard was of ESPN was interviewing DeMar DeRozan and immediately brought up his daughter. And she was right there. She came right up there.
he said, what, she's going back to school?
She's going back to school Rodney Dangerfield style, Thornton Mellon style, and apparently not going to Miami.
Listen to DeMar after the game.
My daughter called me the other day when she was getting out of school. And she was just, you know, she just said, Dad, can I come to the Toronto game? I remember going to all the Toronto games when she was a kid. And I almost said no because she in school back home. She kept asking. She was just adamant about coming to support. And I just said, you can miss one day of school and, you know, come to a game. And I'm glad I did. I owe her some money for sure.
That's awesome.
Is she coming, Fred?
Nah, she got to go back to school. School first.
I think this is a great story because, while, yeah, I'll be honest, the high-pitched kid screaming, I have a 5-year-old daughter. I get it. That's the most annoying type of scream, a child's high-pitched scream.
I have a question for you, though.
It was effective. You heard it throughout the game.
That's my question. Is this coincidence? Is it a coincidence, or do you really think that she played an effort? You got people there, you know, with bang sticks. You know, people there, you know, holding up big heads and foam fingers and clapping and doing everything else, waving their hands to distract the team. You think the high-pitched screech is really what did it? Or is that just a fun story to roll with?
I mean, we could say this because we're dads. Nothing more annoying than a kid scream.
That's a great question, though, because during COVID, when you went to the games, I don't think they would allow that.
Yeah.
They would come up in the stands and they'd say, hey.
They used to tell you to calm down.
No more of that.
Take it down a notch.
It seemed to have worked. Again, the worst free throw shooting performance this season. Fred Van Fleet missing shots.
Yeah, there was
like 52 seconds
yes,
left.
Yes, Rich. And you could hear her because the crowd got quiet as he's trying to focus. You hear her.
Pascal Siakam looking annoyed.
No, he was not on Fleet.
No. And you do, if you didn't watch the game, you know, Bleacher Report, everyone posting the highlight reel of her screaming, you hear it amongst everyone else in the crowd. Like, you as a viewer watching it on TV, heard her. You could have been at a bar last night. If they had the volume on, you heard someone screaming. And it was like, what is that?
She got quality camera time, too.
Yeah, there's a whole montage of her screaming. So, like,
oh, and there's great, you're right, Joel. There's great video of her, like, mean mugging. People are saying she had, like a LeBron, like a grin.
Like a scowl.
Almost like a Mr. T Rocky III.
She don't need to go back to school. Let's just say.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
She's got a scholarship.
If I'm the Chicago Bulls,
she has an NIL deal already.
Yeah, I'm calling the school district and being like, "Yo, can we get a little? Remember back in COVID when we did school from home? Hey, send her homework assignments for the week. Get
that's
a tutor,
right.
Get
she's
a tutor.
Traveling.
She's traveling with the Bulls. Let's go.
You know, it's funny. It's awkward to be a Toronto Raptor or a Raptors fan because how do you say something bad about a little kid? Like, are they hating her right now in a way? Like, did it really work? Because there's something there. They were way off with their free throws. So, you know, what did they say? How do they even approach it? Did they applaud her? Like, well, she did. You really can't say anything bad about a kid.
Bulls.
If she was to come to Detroit, we'd find a way.
Oh, yeah. Depending on the city, you'll find people that'll talk about a kid. Bulls at Heat, by the way, Friday at 4 p.m., 7 o'clock on the East Coast. So, it's right now Miami by 5.5. I wonder if the point spread moves if DeMar's like, yeah, by the way, I'm taking my kid out of school. It goes down to like 2. She moves the point
right,
spread in Vegas.
If we're really going to say that mattered, right? Like, then there's some truth to what you're saying. So
hey,
that makes me think about bringing your kids to work a little bit.
Yeah, you know, if you want to chime in, let's get the phones going again. 877-99 on Fox. Is she the MVP last night? DR DeRozan. We'll get to that next. Kavino and Rich live in LA from the TireRack.com studio in for Dan Patrick. And we all know that shopping for tires can be deflating.
We're not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction and comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice.
There's my mic. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
And they sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installation available in many areas. They'll bring new tires to you at work or home and install them on site.
Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Hankook test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. as a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz studio. They say good things come to those who wait.
Oh.
Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise.
I'm waiting.
It takes no time at all to set up a test drive at your local Mercedes-Benz dealer.
Oh, yeah.
Learn more at mbusa.com.
Well, we are live from the Mercedes-Benz studios. Covino and Rich, just want to say what's up to Daniel, right? Daniel, hit us up.
Damn, Daniel. Throw it back on a Thursday.
What a 2010s reference.
I'm throwing it back. It's Thursday, and we're going to throw
those?
It. We're going to throw it back in about 20 minutes. Old school when 50
well,
hits talking sports
back
movies.
Yeah, again with the Mercedes Sprinter vans.
Daniel and Corona, thank you for the feedback.
We got to call out Colin Cowherd because he said some ridiculous stuff yesterday, and as much as I respect him, the guy had a ridiculous take on sports movies.
FSR on FSR crime.
I know.
And Colin.
But wrapping this up, let's bring it back to, you know, we're talking a lot of kids today. It's okay. You know, it's that Little League time of the year. We established it. Bringing the kids to work, DeMar DeRozan style. It worked for him. But you know who I always think about? I always think about Rudy Giuliani's kid, but I always think of Chris Farley playing Rudy Giuliani's kid because it's not always like a fun experience because sometimes you got a bratty nose-picking kid who just gets in the way. Like, it's not always great. Let's be real about it. Like, yeah I know Bulls fans are fired up about it, but Toronto fans are not fired up about it.
Oh, I think this is a great story, DeRozan's daughter, but I agree. Sometimes people will bring their kid around. It's like, oh, they brought their kid.
I'm a parent.
Look
what
I can do. Like, you know, sometimes kids aren't, you know, it doesn't make sense for them to be there.
You're right. But I'm not going to pick on kids.
You can, Joel.
I think the replacement, now, if I could just push it a little, is bringing the dog to work. Come on now.
There's a girl we worked with at SiriusXM. I'd see her down in the hallways. She'd be recording her music channel stuff.
Not a fan.
And she'd be walking with a little puppy. I'm like, who gave the approval of this?
Well, especially here in Los Angeles, everyone thinks they could take their puppy everywhere.
Everyone thinks their dog's their kid out here in LA.
Everybody thinks that I'm cool with their dog. So there's like, Scruffy, come here. No, Scruffy's over here by my leg. He come over here one more time.
Yeah. I know Waggles is cute and all, and I'm not a dog hater. I have a little dog. His name is Theo. He's great. He's my pal. But I don't bring him to Whole Foods. I don't bring him to the supermarket. I don't bring him to the Little League game.
You take him to Rich's house?
Well, because Rich welcomes the doggy.
Yeah, listen. Sometimes if people have to bring their dog, otherwise they can't hang.
Otherwise they have to leave, right?
Dog. Dude, Joel, I got
was
little
that
kids.
A diss?
I try not to, though, Joel.
Was that a diss?
That's the truth. I try not to because, you know, it just depends. Like, Rich is welcome. Rich has a dog.
Yeah.
But to work? Like, first of all, I'm allergic to the dogs. Not mine, but I'm allergic to most dogs. I am. So it's like, wow, how is that okay? And when did it become okay? You know, your dog, it smells like Fritos in here. Oh, because your dog is here in the corner licking its stinky feet.
I'll make it clear. You're allowed to be a parent and a dog owner, but not want to see someone else's kids or dogs.
I'll just yell out, leash law.
Leash law. Let me tell you, you go on vacation, I don't want to see anyone else's kids. If I'm not bringing my dog, I don't want to see your dog. You know, you go to a restaurant, you're sitting down at a table having a little breakfast, got my scrambled eggs and bacon. I don't want to see some
leash law.
I don't want to see some hairy not a guy, or a dog. I don't want to see a hairy,
but you know what?
Like golden retriever with the dander and hair floating around while I'm having an omelet.
It's, you could scream at leash law, right? Because that is like today's version of bring your kids to work day. And by the way, dog's not the same as kids. So if someone's bringing their doggy in on bring your kids to work day, I think you have to be like, hey, wait, leash law, what is this?
If someone brings their dog to work on bring your kids to work day,
that's my fur baby.
I think you give them a free pass because they're that messed up to think their dog's their kid.
Hey, and we're not hating on dogs.
It could be worse if you brought your kid to work on a leash. That's
yeah.
And by the way, Danny G, you're my dog. Danny G's my dog.
I do like when the ballparks have the dog day where you can bring your
well,
your
it's a time and place, right?
Yeah.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, just tell me what day that is so I don't go.
How do you handle it if your
haters
colleagues bring their kids to work and their kids are misbehaving, throwing
you
off?
I don't care. It's like once, if it's the kid, bring your kid to work day, like calendar, like it's the like a holiday, that's fine.
And then last question. If DeMar DeRozan's daughter did play an impact, and the world noticed. So I do agree. Like, I think the team
sometimes you rally behind silly things. And I think if DeMar DeRozan's daughter's like their good luck charm and she's bringing some fun and vibes.
Do they bring her to Miami even though they said they're not going to?
I think they do.
Yeah?
Honestly, it's a one game, winners in the playoffs, losers out, you know, the final seed for the 8th seed.
Or do you just let the story live and die right there? Like, oh, it was a fun moment because if they lose... Then
roll
it's like, just roll with it.
Yeah, I think roll with it.
All right, so hey, props to DR and DeRozan.
If I'm the sound man in Miami, there's no way you're going to hear that kid.
Oh, yeah, to drown her out with some sound effects.
Because you heard it on TV all night, all night.
By the way, when you talk about little kids, just to make us all feel old, did you see, I think someone posted recently, we forget Steph has been part of our lives for a while now, right? Like, sometimes you think some of these younger players are young. Like, because we're all getting older at a rapid rate.
Speak for yourself. It's the lighting here in the studio.
Oh, is that why you look tired and older today?
It's the lighting, dude. Lighting's terrible. It's like horror lighting. It makes me like a monster.
Yeah, look at the clips of Monster Covino, at Covino and Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
So, I recently saw Steph Curry and his daughter years ago and now, and it's like, oh, that's right. Remember when, you know, she was like a little baby sitting on his lap at post game, and now she's like a grown kid. Like, time is a flying.
Yeah, she's little at the parade, remember?
Of course.
She's all grown up. I mean, I got a 13-year-old daughter going on 16. Pain in my ass. But speaking of basketball, Rich.
Yep.
Joe Giddey. There was a meme floating around about Joe Giddey yesterday. Going full Disney mode. He said he looked like a Disney villain. Joe Giddey on the Thunder.
He had a huge game.
He had a huge game, and he had that like look. He looked like a Disney villain. Like, think of any like Disney basketball movie. There's always like a bad guy. Yeah. He had that like sort of bad guy look. Like, he was playing like a bad man. So the meme was he's going full Disney mode, like the Disney basketball villain. And it started making me think about the ingredients of a winning team. Right, Oklahoma City won 123-118 over the Pelicans, the No Zion Pelicans yesterday.
I like your theory that you're about to get into because I think it applies to every sport.
Okay.
Every sport needs what Covino's about to tell you.
You know how Ben Maller makes the Baba Ganoush? Like, what are the ingredients to the winning Baba Ganoush, the winning team? What are the ingredients? Because I'm wondering about one specifically. Actually, two. I think every winning team, when you look back at who won in baseball, football, basketball, they all share these similar ingredients. So we're going to make the Baba Ganoush.
Oh. Throw in some Juicy Lucy.
I think that every team needs that bad guy, that Razor Ramon, that Joe Giddey last night played like a bad man. Right, Danny G? I think they need that one dude to have the team's back, to step up, to know that he's there. Like, he's protecting him. He's the bad dude.
The ingredients?
Like the goon
of a good team.
It's like when Austin Reeves steps up big time for the Lakers.
Yes. Or just someone who's there that if things go haywire, he has their back.
I think he
just plays like a bad guy. He's a little intimidating. He's got that snarl.
I think every winning team has similar ingredients. I'll give you a couple more.
Well, I got one in particular I want to know if you think should be thrown into the winning team ingredients.
I think every team with a winning vibe I have a few. Let me give you. I'll give you a few, and then Covino will top it off with, I think, the best answer. I think you need at least one of your veterans to look like their old self.
I agree. Like, because he played exceptionally well this year.
I think you need a veteran on your team to show signs of their glory.
Yeah.
Like, oh, wow, comeback year for so-and-so.
Yep, all these pieces if we're going to make the Buccaneers.
You need a veteran to look like their old self. You need someone on the team that's the bad guy. You need a silly gimmick that keeps the team together.
Oh, that's a good one.
Whether it's like,
oh, the rally monkey.
Yeah, or like, oh, when you get on base, everyone does the thumbs down. Or the Baltimore Orioles right now, we were saying what a fun team this is. They're doing the sprinkler where a guy gets an extra base hit. He's on second base doing the sprinkler with his arm, and guys in the dugout are spitting water out like a sprinkler.
Yeah, and they have the homer hose.
The homer hose. Or in college football, you got like the, you know, the big blingy necklace when someone has an interception. Like, you need some type of gimmick that the fans know about that everyone likes, a la like the rally cap in the 80s.
Are we writing down the ingredients if we're going to make the Baba Ganoush? The ingredients for a winning championship team?
Veteran looks like his old self.
I agree.
A bad guy. A good gimmick.
A gimmick to rally behind. Like, cowboy up. Like a slogan.
Yeah.
A slogan.
Yeah, cowboy up. Exactly.
Like the Yankees in 96. We play today. We win today. That's it. Mariano Duncan. They used to wear the t-shirts and everything. You need a slogan. Like, these are all the things you need. And I got one more.
Let's hear it. Because
it's standing out to me. And I want you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, to add to the list. I heard someone say it, and I'm like, you know, there's something to that. There's a guy on the Yankees named Franchy Cordero. And you're probably thinking,
who the F is that?
All right.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. And I'm a baseball
Dude,
fan.
I'm a Yankees fan, and I'm
thinking,
like, who?
The Yankees, you mean Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Nestor Cortez, Gerrit Cole, and you're telling me about who? Franchy, who?
Exactly. Dude, as a Yankees fan, I'm like, wait, what? Who's Franchy? Franchy Cordero comes out of nowhere, 7 games, right? He now leads the team with 4 home runs and 11 RBI. Now, we're talking a team with Giancarlo, Aaron Judge, the Glaber of Love, Josh Donaldson, like guys who hit bombs.
Former MVP. Not what he was, but
DJ LeMahieu, but yo, the winning ingredients is Josh Donaldson needs to play like the Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, that would be one of the ingredients.
But who's the guy on top of the stats right now and leading the team and playing dominant? Franchy Cordero. 4 home runs, 11 RBI. He's batting over .280, but he's playing big. And I heard them say, probably Michael Kay or David Cohn, someone on the Yes Network, do you think he's this year's Matt Carpenter, right? Matt Carpenter was like a comeback player of the year last year for the Yankees, was hitting bombs before he got hurt. Now he's on the Padres. But he was hitting bombs, winning games, was a key ingredient to their winning when they were streaking. So it made me think, well, does every team need that guy who surprises you, like that surprise guy that comes out of nowhere and starts hitting bombs?
I think the best part about this Franchy guy is the lame call from John Sterling.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right.
Yes.
That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 2-run home run. Oh, you can bet the ranchy on Franchy.
You can bet the ranchy.
It's a 2-run home run to right.
The
and
ranchy.
The Yankees take a 4-0 lead.
Wait, where was the lame call? Because that was awesome.
You can bet the ranchy.
On Franchy. No, that was, by the way, for everyone listening, that was John Sterling. That was not Captain Crunch.
The Soggies.
Crunchberries.
So get this. Franchy Cordero. Bet the ranchy on Franchy. This guy's... he's hot right now. You know, he is 7 years into the league. The most home runs he's ever hit was 7, I believe. Yes, 7. No, 8. He hit 8 for Boston. He's already got half of that in 7 games. And he's leading the Yankees. So as we make the Baba Ganoush, as we make the winning ingredients, what else do you want to throw in there that every team needs?
Let's hear it. 877-99 on Fox. Basketball, football, baseball. What does every winning team with a good vibe need? We'll take your feedback and answers next. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Kavino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, this is a song that's going to be played at weddings and parties for the next 50 years. You'll be old. I remember this one. Ludacris, Lil Jon, Usher.
Throwing it back on a Thursday. We got Joel on the ones and twos.
Am I forgetting anyone? It's Ludacris,
on
Lil
Jon,
Usher, and is there anyone else?
You got it.
I got it. Okay.
That's it, yeah.
I'm missing anyone, right?
Thank you, Danny G, for the assist. Danny G on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. We got Nick on the updates. Spot on the videos at Covino and Rich. Yep. And in just 3 minutes, we go old school, win 50 hits. We throw it back on a Thursday. But we're wrapping up the key ingredients to every winning team. Sorry, Rich, I was a little distracted. I was betting the Ranchy on Franchi.
You should. Yeah. You should.
You can bet the Ranchy on Franchi. Franchi Cordero is the surprise player on the Yankees right now, and I think every winning team needs that. One of the forgotten key ingredients. So far, we're making the championship team. You need that rally cry, like that rally cap, that, oh, every time we win, there's a pie in the face. You need that corny gimmick, like, we said the Orioles are doing their sprinkler this season. You need that.
Of course.
The thumbs down. Whatever
it is. I got one for you, Cove.
What is it?
You need that one energy guy to come off the bench and light up your home crowd. Remember the famous dive from James Worthy on the floor that got the Lakers going crazy at the old Forum in Inglewood?
No. Energy guy.
You do. I do. Remember that, Joel.
You need that spark plug off the bench. You do. You need that energy guy.
The equivalent in baseball, Danny, would be, you're right, that like utility guy that...
Dave Roberts stolen base.
Yeah, like he's not the best player, but man, the fans love him because he has heart. Maybe you need like a guy that doesn't have all the talent, but man, the fans like him because he puts the effort in. Like a scrappy little
energy guy. I like it like that. Energy guy. You need the bad guy a la Joe Giddey last night. That's why we brought it up in the first place.
because of Joe Giddey and, Franchi Cordero. Mm-hmm. Joe Giddey was going full Disney mode last night, like a Disney villain, like a Disney basketball villain. So you need the bad guy, the surprise player, Franchi Cordero leading the Yankees with RBI and home runs, the veteran who steps up, and you also need that slogan, that cowboy up, the stupid T-shirt that the team rallies behind.
Yeah.
I got one more. How about the
goofy player
everybody loves?
You said the cowboy up. You need a player to say something in the locker room or postgame that everyone gravitate towards that statement. Like, what did Kirk Cousins say?
You like that?
Like, that became the rally cry, like the funny, like, you like that? That you need someone on the team to say something ridiculous or funny where everyone then makes a T-shirt.
Yeah, I ain't right back, though. Right? Oh, wow, there it is.
Oh, yeah.
So you're creating there that you winning vibe.
It is 50 after, which means we go old school.
Let's do it. There's a certain... Yeah!
What we gonna do right here is go back. Back into time.
Throwing it back for a Thursday. Old school when 50 hits at 50 after. CNR give you the time capsule topic and we reminisce together.
Yeah!
We go old school every Thursday, 50 after. And based on something Cowherd said yesterday. Do you
from
have
what
this
I heard.
Danny
from
G, give the article up because this was, I don't know if he was, he yeah. had to be trolling. I love Colin.
And I heard
but he
from
had
someone who told me. Someone who told them, who told me that he said there's only three good sports movies that matter.
He did give a caveat a little bit. He said there's three great movies ever in the sports world. Moneyball, Rocky, and Hoosiers. He said there are some great movies like Remember the Titans, Longest Yard, Brian's Song. But those top three had everybody in the comments section fighting.
I congratulations to Colin because he even got me aggravated because I think two of those three movies aren't even in my top 10.
So he basically gave honorable mentions but said
yes.
The top three were Moneyball, Rocky, and Hoosiers.
Moneyball and Hoosiers aren't in my top maybe 20. Now, Rocky, we could agree on. I think everyone's going to say Rocky. I'd argue just, I like to say the Rocky and Creed movies all together
absolutely.
Are just like an award-winning franchise.
Absolutely.
Take all, even the bad Rockies, like five, and so, even Creeds, throw those all in the same mix.
I'm
and
not punchy, you know. I got what you call a relaxed brain, you
the
know?
Rocky universe got to be in there. But here's where we ask you at 877-99 on Fox, your top three, because while Cowherd is a sports legend, a genius on the radio. It's a bunk list.
Stinks. I do agree. I like Moneyball. I like Hoosiers. I like them. But they're not top three. So, if we're right about anything, we're right about that.
Yeah, I mean,
Rocky is in there.
I know this.
Rocky is definitely top three. Especially when you factor in the Creed franchise and, you know, Rocky Balboa. Absolutely. Rocky's definitely top three. So, dead on with that one. But we'll take your phone calls now to talk about some old school sports movies that should be in top three. Because there's two classics that immediately come to mind that are way better than Moneyball and Hoosiers. Actually, I can think of three right off the top of my head that are better than that. You want them?
I would love them.
Really?
Let's hear them.
Let's get the phones going, Fox Sports Radio Nation. Number one, Field of Dreams.
I like it. Not putting it in my top three.
But I think it's better, more classic, more legendary than Moneyball and Hoosiers.
Yeah.
And think how it added to baseball with that legendary Field of Dreams game that they play every year now. I love it. That was an impactful movie starring the late, great Ray Liotta from my hometown. And, of course, Spot's mom's favorite, Kevin Costner. Field of Dreams.
I love Kevin Costner.
So I got to bring it up. Is it top three? I don't know. We haven't established that yet, but it's better than those. How about Roy Hobbs, the Wonder Boy?
Yeah.
The Natural. Dude, as a kid, that music.
The score.
Like, there was some sort of fantasy in that movie that, like, every kid felt like, yo, I want to do it. I'm going to hit the cover off the ball into the lights. Like, what? Like, I'm not saying it's top three, Rich. All I'm saying is it's better than Moneyball and Hoosiers. I really think it is.
And by the way, we spoke of Rocky as the one we could all agree on. Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa. But my last one, I think, belongs in the top three. You ready for this one?
I bring up Rocky, though, because today is the 80th birthday of Bill Conti, the guy that arranged Gonna Fly Now, which is the most iconic boxing sports theme ever.
The best. That's what made it.
So happy birthday, Bill Conti.
But I got one that definitely belongs in the top three. I'll tell you what that is next, and we'll get your phone calls.
Covino and Rich, hang tight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.